Christie, unless I'm mistaken, I have everything that you had given us, we printed. I had you come up the other day and we went through. I brought it down in case there were any additional questions. During a meeting last Thursday, we had a roundtable discussion, so I spread those out so the commission has had a chance to go through them. Are we back on?
Yes.
We're back from recess. The heavy books, of course, are something different, but everything I believe is there. And are the sheets still the same that you had given me?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I will turn it over to you.
Okay. The first list is the personal property add-ons. They were for 3 months.
Give me just a moment here.
Looks like this.
Personal property add-ons, yes.
Mm-hmm. They were for 3 different months, December 2013 and January and February 2014. And then they were for 4 different tax years in each month. So that was that big. The reports look like this. They're out of the.
Now, on the personal add-ons that I went through, there were 10, 11, 12, 13.
Correct.
Okay. And the months, as you said, December, January, February.
Correct.
And again, the run-ons are what has been added on, and it might be where there was an abatement or it was reduced to zero, mm-hmm. or someone forgot and they came in.
Correct.
Okay. I have that sheet that you had given me listed as Exhibit A with today's date. Do you have questions about those, Brandon?
No, I'm trying to find them. Pull that email up again.
Then what we're looking at is the first stack on the far left for years dated 10, 11, 12, and 13. Those are personal property add-ons. Those are, just as they sound, the add-ons to the book. One more hand up. You'll catch those 4 stacks right there. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. They were, are these the same ones?
Yes, sir, they are.
I reviewed.
Yes, sir.
Last Thursday, I think it was.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That was Exhibit A.
That would be Exhibit A with today's date.
Move to accept Exhibit A, dated 4-7 of 14.
Is there a second?
There's a second. I thought that I had a question on one of those, Ron, but I don't know if that's the same stack we had. I highlighted it.
I think that's on.
There. Let me state that there is a motion to accept the personal property add-ons. With today's date, I don't think there are any highlighted areas, but I'm going to check real quick again.
Okay.
On those stacks.
I'm sorry about that.
I think what you highlighted, or what were highlighted in some different places, were comments regarding erroneous assessments, et cetera.
And well, that's on personal property.
Yes.
I'm fine with that if on the personal property one, whatever's I can't remember the highlighter so I can remember it. That's fine. And I had a second, so.
Discussion? All in favor of the motion to approve Exhibit A with today's date, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The next list would be also personal property. They're separated into two different sections. The top eight are refunds, and then the bottom portion are the ones where we have deleted an old bill and created an add-on to replace it.
And we have a highlight here, and I think the question that was raised was why are some penalties waived for some and not waived for others? Some of these are pretty simple, like taxpayer did not live here January 1st of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
The taxes, I'm paying there.
Right. Do you know what that court order number is?
There was only two that I thought that we that there was, but this is one of them here. But I'm not sure about the other, Ron. I looked through those. Till my vision was blurry. That was a question that I had at the time was, can you explain that one to me, Chuck?
I'm trying to remember, Danny. Apologize.
How about 2001-50050?
Which one?
I would need to probably check with our personal property staff and see if they could remind me what the issue was. It's just this one is the one we've waived the fee on out of the, what, half a dozen?
Yeah, the reason I was asking you is because it had their waived for request, Chuck request
yeah.
or something. I can't remember the, what it said there, but as I reviewed it, I think.
Yes, yes. I'm sure. 2015-0050. Okay.
I certainly don't question that I did that, but I'd have to get whoever did it to help me remember what the issue was. From what I'm seeing here, it's not clear.
Yeah.
I can do that if you'd like to call it a few minutes. And
we're going to hold that one and go on with.
Probably find out pretty quickly.
But whatever is fine with me. Just to reiterate, was there a motion made? There hasn't been yet. This is Exhibit B with today's date. I have on personal property refunds and personal property abatements. Dan, do you wish to, should we proceed with this or let him find an answer for you, or do you want to make a motion, one of you, not all of these accept that one, or what do you have in mind?
If it don't, I don't want to slow the process down, but if we can make a motion and leave that one out, that would be fine with me. If Chuck thinks he can find it that quick, but I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve all of them but that one for now. And then that way you give you a little more time to...
I can answer your, we've got one real estate. There's three, but the same person. After you do that, if you can give me 5 minutes, I think I can get you a good answer.
Okay.
Let's wait just a moment and put Exhibit B aside. If we could get you to move to real estate,
okay.
Maybe we could encompass everything into one motion there for Exhibit B. Exhibit C, with today's date, encompasses... three refunds and a number of fourth year tax sales. Actually, there are, I think, four individuals, but there are multiple years. Those are found here on the far right side. I'm curious on this and the printout we have. It shows the tax amount. Is that what the property was? Is that what was paid for the property?
That's what has been abated.
That's what's been abated. Mm-hmm. So we don't know how much money those properties sold for.
No, I'd have to get that from the collector.
But in fact, the reason that we're abating it is because it could have sold for a dollar to the best of. Okay.
The benefit is that it goes back onto the tax book.
I'm with you. I am with you. So we have Exhibit C, dated 4/7/14. The top one is the same individual. It is for different years.
Correct.
And that's because had extra house on property. That's understandable as to why that would be abated. And the others are all fourth year tax sales. Is there a motion to approve Exhibit C?
Move to approve Exhibit C, dated 4/7/2014.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's made and second to approve Exhibit C, dated 4/7/14. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. So, why don't we stand in recess for a couple of minutes? If you could find the answer on Exhibit B, then